Basically, so I go to Tony's, and usually when I stay down in where his office is in the basement area. You know, they throw me down in the basement very, you know, very.
Oh, come on.
Hospitality. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I love it. Anyway, so I go down there, and
that's where all that chains and whips are, right? Down there. Right next to the furnace. No,
so,
yeah. Shh, be quiet, guys. Be quiet.
Hey. Yeah, you know. I turn on the lights, or I tell the lights to turn on, and then I go down there, and they just flicker on and off. Like, I mean, we're not just talking like one, you know, like we're talking like maybe 20 times, dim light, dim light, dim light. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah. And so, every once in a while, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
No. So I, like a crazy person, just go, you know, hey. If I'm not alone down here, I'm okay. I'm not trying to take over. I'm just, you know, or something I'm to just that a
friend.
Effect.
Yes, yeah, I'm just a friend.
I'm not trying to take over.
I'm just a friend. Yes. Is that like a someone?
And then I kid you not, though, the lights dimmed just one time. Then they went dim, bright, and then that was it. So yeah. It was like it acknowledged that I was there.
Yeah,
and then I ran back up the stairs and said, "Hey, Tony, Sarah,
I'm getting a
have
hotel.
You guys ever had light problems in the down in the basement?" And they were like, "No." And I told them what happened, and they're like, "Oh, yeah, it must be the." And then I think Sarah.
I can't remember his name. Sarah. Yeah, Sarah's got the name of the guy. Well, Sarah. Yeah.
So wait, so, Tony, have you seen things happen around your house?
No, what I do, I actually. This is going to sound weird. I smell smoke, like somebody that is a smoker.
Okay, so every once both in a while, of these things are telling me faulty wiring.
No.
Let's get you an electrician and let's get you safe, okay?
No, I'm not saying like smoking.
Are you touching
wires.
The wall and it's hot it's, in certain places?
No, it smells like cigarettes. It smells like cigarettes every once in a while. Hey, what's the guy's name? Ferdinand. He was a smoker. Yeah, he used to live in the house.
Was that the
so
previous
we
owner?
Know this. Yeah, we know this.
Did he die in the house?
He died in the house.
How and cool.
His I think grandson or son actually lives across the street. This compound used to be part of a compound for this family. And
you're the outsider.
Yeah, we are the outsiders. So anyway. But yeah, so we every once in a while we'll smell like cigarette smoke, not smoke, but cigarette smoke.
Wow.
So yeah, my house is haunted, but I don't really believe in that shit anyway. No,
it,
not really.
Makes it fun.
No. Yeah, it does make it fun.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I believe in spirits. I don't know if it's necessarily ghosts.
I don't know the difference.
Yeah.
Wayne, do you believe in ghosts?
No.
No? Tony, no. You said no. Yeah.
I don't, but I keep thinking like it's got to be the most practical explanation, like with
that
the light
is not
flickering.
Practical?
No. Like the cigarette smoke.
Wiring is practical.
I'm thinking I got a guy that's hanging outside my fucking window smoking a cigarette. That's what I'm thinking. And then when I look out there, he's not there.
Some
and I'm
gardener
like,
out there. Yeah, before he mows maybe the he's, lawn.
Or maybe he's in my chimney because I've got a chimney that I don't have access to. Maybe he's living in my fucking chimney for years underneath my house. I don't know.
How do you not have
that seems
to
be more logical. I don't. It's a long story. Dude. Okay, we'll get into it a little bit later. Let's just go ahead and get the show started. Wayne, you're going to have to run the board this week because I don't want to say anything, but I'm currently not where I'm normally at. So,
gotcha.
How shocking
gotcha.
Is that?
Yeah. Well, then, Brian, are you ready?
I am ready, sir. Let's kick those tires, light those fires, and smack that ass. Let's get it going. Woo!
Woo!
Boom!
Welcome to the con.
All right. We're going to have a fun show today. Happy Easter? Happy Easter,
happy
everybody.
Easter.
As of this recording, we're recording Easter morning. So I know that's not when this show will drop, but for us right now, it is. So celebrate however you guys celebrate on Easter. But we're celebrating with making a podcast.
In pain in my chair.
Yes, yes. So,
are you okay, Orin? What's going on?
My back's out.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
you
no.
okay?
That sucks, dude.
All right. We've got a Cornucopia today. You guys excited?
No, not
about
a Cornucopia. No, we got Maestro's Maestro's Mystery Mayhem.
Oh my God, I'm looking at.
We're doing
notes.
Things a little bit differently
I'm at the
this
wrong
week.
Notes.
I know.
Wow.
I am messed up. I am sorry,
Brian.
I'm sorry,
more coffee,
everybody.
Please.
I know.
Jeez, you see, Oren's in back pain, and he's on the right side. He's on the right
sympathy
page.
Pains
so come
for
on,
Oren,
get your
and it
shit
got me
together,
thinking about Ghost. And all right. Here we go. Those were my only mess ups of the morning. We've okay. got a Maestro's Mystery Mayhem to look forward to, and mm-hmm. it's only going to get better from here. So, gentlemen, how was your week? Tony, you're traveling again.
Yeah, I am traveling, and I'm a little stressed because of last week and that hour and a half. And I think Wayne has got some things up his sleeve, and I'm just really nervous that that things are going to go. We're going to be a little pressed for time. Wayne has now moved our main segment up to the front, and he's doing that for a reason because we all want to. It's Easter, and we want to go spend some time with family. But I don't know. Wayne's got some tricks up his sleeve. I think.
Never would. I would.
What? Yeah. Wayne?
Whatever. Whatever. But I do want to mention something that's kind of happened. So you know, when you get married to somebody, right? You love them. You cherish them.
You leave them.
But it's some cases you do leave them, but
not in my case.
But there are things that are never like really talked about or never really brought up. And you know, I'm taking this time now to just bring something up real quick.
Wait, why? I have realized, why would you bring this up? It's probably a good reason why this doesn't.
Why?
Get brought
because
up.
It's usually a taboo subject. So, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. Okay, you know. Because I've had enough, quite frankly, and it all stems from, you know, when you get married to somebody, they don't really tell you certain things. You kind of have to find things out for yourself. And I've realized that there are two people, there are two things in my life. Sarah is a very complicated person, and I now am living with her and someone else. And this someone else is a disruptor. It wakes me up in the middle of the night. It makes me want to puke. It's very disgusting. And I've just realized I have to be content now that I am living with Sarah's farts. And her farts are, they have a whole, they're their own personality, man. These things are just so disgusting and so gnarly and just that nobody ever tells you about farts with the other person. And I don't know. It's just, it's quite frankly, it's pretty, pretty bad, man. And I have to be at peace with that. And but this thing, it talks back to me whenever I say something.
Well, good news for you, Tony. You might be single pretty soon after airing this. So you might not have to deal with this for long.
Dude, but like this week, for instance, she had one that was so bad, it actually smelled like fried eggs that had been cooked in ass fat. It was disgusting, dude. It was like... But, you know, it's just... And whenever I'm talking... Listen, guys, yes, exactly. Exactly. But nobody ever tells you about the farts, man, and what you're getting into with this stuff. But anyway, I just thought that was funny. I wanted
for
to kind of share that
or
with you.
For worse. Remember
yes, exactly.
that line?
And if anybody's wondering, yes, I have talked to Sarah about this. She's okay with me talking about this. So again, it's not. Yes. That's exactly right. But I don't know. So happy Easter.
Trust me.
Speaking of laying eggs.
Well, hold on. With all that, Tony.
Yes.
Sarah still has it worse.
Yeah, I know she does. I know. She is the one, yeah. She does the heavy lifting, most definitely. I just have to put up the farts.
Right.
And that's what
lucky.
I was wondering about that's what I was wondering if Oren had ever witnessed. I don't think he does, but who knows?
Sarah's farts?
Yeah.
No, never was. No.
Yeah, smart yet, man, Oren. Smart man.
That means she saves them all for me, guys. So that tells you what she thinks of me.
True love.
True right? love, exactly.
Smart man, Oren.
All right, anyway, let's get on to it. I just wanted to share that little story. I thought it was funny. So
are we going to just jump right into today's Conquering / Maestro's Mystery Mayhem?
Let's
do it. Yes, let's do it, man. All right. Let's go for it.
Ladies and conmen, welcome to the conquering. Let's get ready for them to fumble.
All right, gentlemen. So we're flipping the script for today's show. Just be conscious of everybody's time and hopefully get enjoy some lovely Easter festivities in the Southern California rain. I think today, as actually Dane and I discussed, it's not celebrating the rise of Jesus or whatever. It's going to be more of the celebration of Zeus because supposedly thunderstorms are coming in. So just hope everybody's safe out there. All right. So for today, we are going to be revisiting a older segment that we did regards to for the guys. Remember, what was it called? We did it. We did slang. I got another round of slang for you all today. Okay.
Oh, sweet. Slang. Okay. So, man.
Yes. But
I don't think we did too well on that.
Well, here's the thing. You guys. No, so no. Here,
I'm here for you guys.
We are
sitting in silence.
We are revisiting. And obviously, Oren, you are. I want you to help out if you have any ideas.
Oren's the MVP.
I want all your opinions on this. So we are revisiting round three of Gen Z slang. That's what we're doing today.
Oh, damn. Okay. Here we go.
Because the first time you did it, you guys did pretty darn good. I say you had a B plus score because I think you guys were more in tune. But the second round, not so much. So hopefully this will be the final round for Gen Z slang and hopefully you guys will knock it out of the park. All right.
All right.
Yeah, I doubt that. Brian, have you had your coffee? Oren, have you had yours? No. I'm just wondering if everybody's had their coffee.
Yeah, there's never enough coffee, but yeah.
All right. Well, for our listeners, this is the format. It's going to be pretty simple and straightforward. We're going to test the knowledge of both Tony, Brian, and Oren. Going to tell them some of these Gen Z slang words. I will tell them the actual term, spell it out for them. So, because sometimes the way things are spelled nowadays are kind of unique, and tell them if it's a noun or a verb, and kind of see if they can guess what exactly what it means or how it's used by our Gen Z friends. I don't know if we have any Gen Z listeners. I probably doubt that, but our Gen Z friends.
What's the age group for Gen Z?
Gen Z, I believe, was it 20? 2000 to
2010.
So 2000, supposedly 97 through 2013 or something like that. So give or take.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. So that's the group that we're supposedly hitting this with these slang terms. All right. Let's start with this.
And Brian has a couple of kids in Gen Z, so this should be interesting. Yeah.
Should be interesting. All right. Hey, this is Wayne from the future, and I just want to give you all the listeners a little inside tip to the upcoming segment because I'm doing an April Fool's prank on them. And once again, shout out to longtime listener Donald who provided this idea months and months and months ago. So this list of Gen Z slang that I'm going to be sharing with them are all made up, but the guys will think they actually got them, not all, but most right. So let's see how they do and see how they react to this lovely list of fake Gen Z slangs. Now let's get back to the episode. Gentlemen, what is the word flexigate mean? Flexigate. It is a noun and it's spelled the following. Flexigate. Flexigate.
Brian.
Brian.
That's how we're doing it, right? Point? We have to say our own name.
No,
that's just the competitiveness in you.
You want to make a team effort. I'll leave it to you, Tiger.
Flexigate is a conversation. It's like a one-upper, right? You know, like you want to talk about like your achievements or how great you are. So you're flexing, right? You're bragging about yourself, and you keep going back and forth.
So that's right down your alley.
You know, Brian.
Brian,
I'm going to say that's pretty darn close. I'm going to give you a horn for that.
No fucking way. Really? Are you kidding me? Wow.
So,
I would not have guessed that one.
A situation where someone is caught showing off excessively, sometimes leading to embarrassment. So you are right on the right path there, Brian. Well done. Well done.
I thought it was a new brand of Flexi Seal.
Exactly. And Brian just embarrassed himself by saying, Brian.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I want to make sure I got the first point.
First point. All right. Guys are off to a good start. All right, next one. Swipe storm. It's a verb. Swipe Storm. SWIPESTORM. Swipe Storm.
Okay.
So when you're on those sites too much and you just swipe, 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 swipe.
Oh, what was that? That's what I'm thinking. That's I did not think that.
I thought it was something else. Thinking?
When you're on, like, you know, I don't know what those sites
like social
are.
Social media, right?
Or dating apps, or whatever. Just in your swipe, 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 in a swipe storm. You can't, like, nah.
Gentlemen?
I had one. Oh, Ori, good job. Oh,
Ori got it.
Holy shit, guys.
Really?
Well, actually, you want to hear what mine was?
What was yours?
After, like, you know, like eating like Taco Bell or something like that, you just like the 100 swipe, you know, like you just cannot get it clean, right? Not all of us have a bidet, right? So we've got to just swipe.
That's a wipe storm.
So.
No, that's a wipe storm. It's not a swipe storm.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
Wow. Well, it's actually a combination of both Orin and Brian, because Orin, you're right, it's about the rapidly scrolling through things, but it's specifically social media. But I think maybe those kind of apps could be kind of a bit of a social tinge to it too. So well done. 2 for 2.
Good job.
Jesus Christ. Nice, guys. And I haven't gotten anything. So there you go.
You know, I'm going to take this as a team effort here. Okay. I think this is because I want you guys to have all the tools and resources.
Yeah. All right.
Let's see. What else we got here? Okay. Yonk Squad. It's a noun. YONKSQUAD. Yonk Squad. One word.
I thought you said dog squad.
Yeah. Yonk.
Yonk Squad.
That's what we used to call the flag team in high school.
Yonk Squad. I think it... So... I'm going to put this in the Gamerville. I don't know if it's gamers' knowledge or not, but to me, a Yonks, what was it? A Yonk?
Yonk Squad.
Yonk Squad.
Like a squad.
The Yonk Squad group of people. Is a squad group that you play online, and they are the suckiest out of the bunch. I would be in the Yonk Squad.
Didn't we call them noobs or something?
I don't know. Yeah, something like that. But it takes me back to, I don't know. I think a Yonk Squad is somebody it's a group of people that are just piss poor at whatever they're doing in their lives. And they just kind of long on to each other, or I don't know whether it be gaming, they suck at it. Maybe
don't
it's,
make a podcast,
maybe it's
people.
The worst. Maybe it's the worst team that you've ever encountered on the ice, Brian. They're the Yonk Squad.
Oh, I love
they're just
the
a
scenes.
Group of losers. That's all I'm going to say. I think they're a group of losers.
Group of losers. Okay. Any other opinions before I give you guys the horns?
See, totally got it wrong.
It's a gang in New York from Yonkers.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's probably a play on like young or something. So like a young group.
All right. You guys are touching it, but not quite. So I can't give you the horns. I'm going to give you the other horn.
Bummer.
I hate it when I just can't.
So in this particular case, Yonk Squad is a close-knit group of friends who have known each other for years. So it's just your homie group from back in the day.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Or it's us. Yeah,
yes, exactly.
We're all homies here. Yeah. We're Yonk Squad.
We're Yonk Squad.
We're Yonk Squad.
All right.
That's the new name, the Yonk Squad.
Gentlemen.
The Yonk Squad.
The Yonk Squad. Proud test.
What is Snap Sauce?
Snap Sauce.
It's used as an adjective. Something to describe something.
Something that's really good. Right?
Yeah.
Because you know, like, go and you go, oh, snap.
Damn, that snap
was,
sauce.
Like, so
oh, that
good.
Was snap sauce. Yeah, it's so good. Like, you eat something and it's like
yeah,
fuck yeah.
Put that over everything.
Yes. Give like me some ketchup. Of that snap sauce. Yes.
Orin, do you agree? No. Do you have any other opinion on that?
No, I agree with that. It seems right on.
All right. Sweet.
Wow. You guys are on point. Okay. So there's a good recovery there. Good recovery. Yes.
Orin
so.
And I know it as rocket sauce.
Yes. Yes.
All right, so snap sauce, a phrase to use
a little
to express
tenacious D there.
So that's a deep cut for you guys. Right? Used to express cut. Approval or agreement with something. So well done, snap sauce.
All right, sweet.
Okay. All right, how about this? Sus onion. It's a noun. S-U-S onion. Sus onion.
Well, if something's sus, that's suspect.
Okay.
Yeah it's suspect. Yeah. So
an onion is an ass. No.
And it has layers.
Has layers, okay.
Sus onion.
Or maybe it made you cry. Maybe someone's fake crying.
Fake crying? That's a good
yeah.
one.
Like,
you guys are tracking right.
I would be suspect because that person's fake crying. Yeah.
Yeah. Or Sus Onion is, I don't know.
I don't know. Well, maybe it's like suspect for like misinformation or something. Because it wasn't there like a
Sus like, Onion. Yeah, yeah. Basically, yeah. It's a way of like, flagging misinformation or disinformation.
Right, so be cautious of this. Yeah, yeah. Be cautious on
There's
that.
Layers to it. Like right. like what Wayne did before we started the show.
Right. There's obviously little... some truth behind it. But then yeah, when you peel then, back the layers, dig into it, maybe we shouldn't be as pissed off as we thought we should have been.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. That's exactly what a Sus Onion is.
You know?
Disinformation, misinformation. Right. Right? Yeah, that's right. Where we're going
to
go.
Orin, anything else you want to add to that? Or are you good?
No, I'm good.
I'll give you the horns, I think, on that one.
What? Really? Wow. Okay.
So here's the definition. Sus Onion. It's a noun. Someone who seems trustworthy on the surface, but is hiding something suspicious, like the layers of an onion underneath.
Yes. All right.
You guys were getting there. You guys were on the right path. So like,
we're in the ballpark. We're in the right ballpark.
Well done. Hold on. I'm putting down notes with like if you guys are getting it right and everything. So make sure you guys get the credit. All right. Another noun here. Fizz flop. One word. It's combination. FIZZFLOP. Fizz flop.
Flat cola.
Does anybody call cola fizz anymore? I mean, is that a term that's actually still used?
No, in the Midwest, we call it pop.
I was going to say my dad called it pop. Yeah.
Fizz flop.
Somebody who started off really fast or really hot and just fizzed out flop. and then ultimately, I don't know. It's like one of those runners, right? You're out of the gate just sprinting and then you realize it's a marathon, not a sprint. And then they actually come in last place. Yeah. They fizzed and flopped.
or it's basically something that you think is going to be awesome. And then you watch it and then it's not. Ghostbusters, Frozen Empires. It's something.
I thought it was going to be. This movie. I am so looking forward to it. I'm seeing it today. I am going to love this movie.
Yes, you'll be the one person. So it's something that you're hyped up. Again, to what Brian said, it's something that starts off hot and then all of a sudden just falls on its face.
Okay.
Whether it's a movie, whether it's
the Marvel franchise.
Whether it's. Yeah.
Nope, Don't say it.
All right. Okay.
All right. And Orin, I'm always going to defer back to you. You give it a thumbs up or thumbs down. It can be like the Julius Caesar type of thing.
That's right. He's neutral.
Yeah. I give it a thumbs up because all I can think of is Alka-Seltzer.
So. Alka-Seltzer. Okay. That's well, what gentlemen, unfortunately, that is not the case.
Damn it.
You guys are kind of tracking that there's a failure point to this, so they're with the flop part of it. But so fizz flop is a noun, a failed attempt to impress someone romantically.
Fizz flop. Story of my life.
Yeah, yeah. How about that?
Sounds like last week. I'm just kidding.
After that story I told at the beginning of the show, I think that's going to be the rest of my weekend. Hi, honey.
Oh, I don't want to be the part of that conversation. Best of luck to you, sir.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. You.
What we got here? Let's get a few more. Oh, Wibblies. WIBBLIES. It's a noun. Wibblies. Someone. How about this? I'll give you how it's potentially used. A person can be described as having wibblies.
Uncontrollable farts.
I like that a lot. I don't know. Someone who has like
nerves.
Butterflies in their stomach, anxiety,
nervous.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. A wibbly is nerves, like, anxiety.
When people go like, what is that? This? What's that?
What are you? What are you doing, Brian?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? What are you feeling to yourself?
Like, when somebody.
What is that? That's called docking. I think that's called docking.
For our listeners, Brian was like putting his pinky fingers together. I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
His pointy finger and then his pinkies.
Touching tip to tip? What are you doing?
I don't know what that is. Yeah. What is that? Right?
Docking. That's called docking. I don't know.
It's crossing the streams.
Do we need to Google this? I'm not sure what I'm sure doing. Okay.
I'm just gonna.
Okay, so
I have learned never to Google anything that Tony suggests.
Jesus. All right. So, what's the game? Being anxious, nervous, Oren, do you give it the thumbs up, thumbs down? What do you say? Thumbs up for Oren. And up. You know what?
Nice. All right. Sweet. Okay. Yes.
A noun referring to a feeling of anxiety or nervousness, right? Ooh, on the button.
We used anxiety in that. Yeah.
Jesus, you guys are crushing this.
Why do we have to rename things? Just call it anxiety.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Because it's the times, man. You know, you have to have your own lingo.
Yeah, but there's already a name for it. It's the
yeah, I get it.
I think I'm going to have to use this next word because we kind of had an experience with this word actually early in the show. Actually, before we record it, I'll leave it that way. That'll be a hint for you guys.
Okay.
This one is a verb. It's called sip shift. S-I-P-S-H-I-F-T. Sip shift.
Sip okay. shift.
It's a verb. Something that can be done. An action.
Basically, I would think that it's, again, you're basically sipping the tea or sipping the coffee, whatever somebody's telling you.
Yeah.
And then you realize that there's some misinformation or something behind it. So then you shift. You basically shift your opinion based on something. So you start out somewhere, you're sipping the coffee, and then something gives you pause or you are corrected and you shift your opinion. So it's basically a way to say you shift your opinion on something.
I would agree.
You agree? All right. And of course, the most important voice in the room, Oren.
Oren.
Sure.
Sure. gentlemen, guess what?
Wah-wah.
Yes!
All right.
Well, you guys are... Okay, sweet. So sip, shift. Got to enunciate this one quickly. To change one's opinion or attitude, often influenced by new information or experiences.
All right, I think that's exactly what happened this morning.
I know. That is exactly what happened this morning.
Damn. Okay, hold on. Let me do a recount real quick because we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, we've done 8 so far, and you got 6 of the 8 right.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Wow. Okay. Sweet.
And all I got is a list of 13, so we'll do a couple more, and then we'll move on. How's that sound? All right?
All right.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. Let's try this one. Salty seashell is a noun. You may use this to describe someone. Salty seashell.
I got it. When Tony is on his get off my con, so he's kind of salty kind of, and then he's so hard-headed that you can't break through with new ideas. You just have to get off his lawn. But he's kind of salty about it too.
Yeah. Okay.
I think
that salty seashell is basically it's somebody that's hard, has a hard exterior,
stubborn.
But and I do this a couple of times, but they don't make a strong argument. It says they're empty inside, so they're like a salty seashell. They're basically somebody that gives you like rah, but then when you follow up or you talk to them a little bit more, they're kind of hollow on the inside. So
all right.
That's what I would think.
Oren, do you lean which way on that one, or do you have a different opinion? And don't say you go both ways.
Well, I'll never admit that in public. Ryan, what was yours? Yours was like, okay, so
Tony, Tony is hard-headed, like on get off my con, stubborn. Where Tony says someone that maybe have a empty argument that's just, you know, dying on their,
I'm going to die
on that hill. They're dying on the hill, and there's nothing really to back it up.
Sheesh.
I'm
going non-Tony biased.
Okay.
And go with what Tony said.
Okay. So it's a good difference.
All right. Okay. Both of them.
Well. At least one of you is probably closer than the other. So I'm going to give you horns.
Oh,
it was Oren.
Probably Brian. Exactly. I thought it was going to be something like sexual or something like that. Pussy one that caught us off guard last time.
No. So this is actually, I'll give you the description and I'll see how you guys think about this. Someone who holds a grudge for a long time. So something is kind of like stubborn, hard-headed, this guy kind of go with it. I'm giving Brian the green light on that one. So
Yeah, okay. Brian, nice. All right. Way to go, Brian. See, Brian, it pays to have some folks.
My kids have never said salty shell.
I know, but
just like who I agreed with.
Thank you.
Yeah, I guess
that's
what
pushed it over the edge.
Let's do one more. Let's see how we do this. Okay, let's see how we're going to finish, because this will be number 10 here. I'll give you guys a choice. I'm going to read out the words. You pick which one. How's that? Does that sound fun?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to pick out. So we have Shadequake. Ooh. We have Vibe Vault. We have Glizzy. And lastly, Binkle.
Binkle. The last two. I want Binkle. Shade.
You want Binkle?
Okay,
Shade. Binkle. What's
Binkle?
What, did you say Lizzie or Jizzy?
No,
Glizzy. Glizzy. Right? Glizzy. Vibe Vault.
That's a hot dog.
VibeVault.
Is it really? Glizzy's a hot dog?
Actually, that is a one definition of a hot dog. It is a hot dog, but that's not for this particular. Not so. Yeah. Orin is correct.
Wow. Okay. Oh, you know Orin. Awesome,
I'm gonna give you that.
Good job, Orin.
That's awesome.
But that's not the definition for this particular case. So.
Oh. Okay.
So which one do you guys want to try? Shadequake.
I want
Vibe
Binkle.
Vault. Binkle.
Okay, let's go with you.
Binkle.
All right. Binkle is a Binkle. Verb.
It's when you tinkle out of your butt.
Right. That's where you get the swipe storm, right?
Exactly. Oh my gosh. I'm sticking with Orin's. What Orin said.
You know what?
Bias right now. Orin bias.
It is not correct, but that's the best answer I've ever heard all day. Unfortunately, no. It's actually. Do you have any other guesses before I tell you the definition?
Binkle.
No, I have no idea.
So when I got the definition for this, I learned a new word, portmanteau. I don't know if you guys ever heard that word before.
No.
Nope.
Yeah, I guess it's a combination of where you put two things together. So it's a reference to like, so binkle is a common word, basically of blunder and wrinkle. So to make a small, unimportant mistake.
Oh.
Binkle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I had no idea, so I learned something new. But wow. I think Orin's answer
was better. Yes,
way
Orin's
better.
Answer was better.
Okay,
way better.
To recap, we're going to recap this up. So we did 10 words of the third round of Gen Z slang, and you guys did 7 out of 10. How do you feel about
All right.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow. Awesome. Yes.
Give us
the horns. Yeah.
I'll give you guys the horns here.
I think we did good.
Yeah. I just want to give you some more background on this, gentlemen. This list of 10, actually 13, these words don't exist.
Oh.
What?
None of them exist? What 10?
April Fools, buddies. April Fools.
So you made all of these up?
ChatGPT 3.5 made up some of them. Claude Sonnet made a few, and Gemini from Google made a few up as
those
well.
Those are our words now. We are going to start.
Yes. Yes. Right? Put trademarks on them.
Right.
Put
right.
trademarks on right. them.
Right. Speak con men. And what was Orin's word?
How did you come up with it? Yeah,
Binkle.
What was the Binkle? Yeah,
Binkle.
Binkle. That's a new name for diarrhea.
That's a
new name for diarrhea.
Binkle.
Right?
That is a Binkle.
Yep.
Wow.
I gotta go Binkle.
So
I had an accidental Binkle.
That's right. Thought it was gonna fart, but it was a Binkle.
Yes.
So this was inspired actually from last week's show. Last week. Both, Dana's best friend, Robert, and his goddaughter were in town, and she's the one who helped out with the last list, and we had a side conversation, and we realized next week is going to be right close to April Fool's, and I went, oh, shoot, we should make up a list, and then Robert, being he's all in the AI space and such, so he goes, let me help you with that. So some of these things, thanks to Robert, to provide a lot of this list of these plausible but fake Gen Z with their definition and such. So,
but a glizzy is a hot dog.
Glizzy is a hot dog. That is correct. That is absolutely correct. But well done. Well done, guys. But still, you know what, though?
Man.
Here's the thing, though. The definitions
for the
that
made
you
up
gave.
Shit.
The de- yeah. Okay, so, you know, all these AIs made up these fake definitions. The ones that you got right were the ones that actually AI created. So you guys were right based on what AI made up. So you guys weren't far off.
We're in sync with AI. I don't know if Brian likes that.
AI is studying our show. It's just like
they know how we think.
Basically,
they'll be easier to conquer if that's the case.
Yeah, are we real? Yeah, exactly.
Are we
AI? Or are we AI?
Are we actually living in this world? Or
All right. Well, Tony, want to throw us off to the sponsor break?
Yeah, sure. When we come back, everybody's favorite segment, Big O's. Fact of the week, right after a word from Soy Cat Candles.
This and every episode is sponsored by Soy Cat Candles, benefiting shelter animals and treating your nose holes since 2016. Visit soycatcandles.com to shop the latest product. Meow, meow.
During the break,
I am going to convince you guys why hockey is the greatest sport.
I saw that. I'm not saying that you guys have to love it
like I do, and I'm not discounting the other sports. So it's not like this versus that. It's not that at all.
Why are we even on? Why are you even bringing this up? Because we already know that you are. I get it.
Yes, you know that I love hockey, but the reason why I'm bringing this up, because we've kind of touched upon it for the past couple weeks anyway, like with the poll questions and you guys sending me stuff, you know, like on how great other sports are. And again, I'm not discounting other sports, but did you see the one
that I sent yesterday?
Yeah, with the guy at the hot dog.
Yes, yeah. that seems like something you would do.
What was he doing?
I'm like, well, why? Huh? He bored out the. You didn't watch the video.
Of course, I should know this. I saw the picture.
Yeah, he made a straw out of a hot dog and basically was like
drinking beer.
Hollowed out the middle. Yeah, and disgusting. Then he started drinking beer out of it. No, you would have fucked. That's right up Brian's alley.
Why would
just throw
I do
some
that
mustard
the
in
beer?
There and that'd be good. And there you
anyway,
go.
Anyway, something happened this week which made me think about this.
Okay.
And this happens every season. And I just never think about it because, like, I've grown up with a sport. This is just a normal thing for me. But then I'm like, this makes the news because it's not normal. So do you guys know what an e-bug is? Which you probably don't, so I'm willing to explain.
No.
An e-bug is an emergency backup goalie.
Okay.
So when each team to play a game has two goalies. You have your starter out there in the net, and then you have their backup. But what happens if both of them get injured in a game? This is the only sport I've ever known to do this, and I know Wayne will probably look up facts or something like that. But what they do is they call a fan. They call a fan to dress up, to put on the goalie gear, and to finish the game. It's the only sport. No, and
I've heard of that. Yeah.
I swear to God. So every team before the season has tryouts for fans, like guys like me, to play goal. So if the backup goes in, they send a text to the backup, to the e-bug, you know, hey, get your ass in the locker room in case our backup now gets injured. They have to finish a game. Yeah. So he comes in, Joe Blow from the stands, drinking beers all game, goes and suits up and plays a professional game. And sometimes they win. And I'm like, this is the greatest fucking sport. Because
that is fucking cool.
That is so cool. Because that is every guy, whatever sport you love, right? Basketball, baseball, right? Yeah. At no point are you ever expecting a fucking text from the organization. Hey, get your ass to the dugout. Get your ass to the locker room because we're going to need you to finish this game, right?
Well, hockey happens.
It happens
in the WWE.
Yeah, exactly.
So Tony, this happened to Chicago the other night.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah, the Chicago Blackhawks. And wow. I'll send you a clip and the fans just lose their shit because this is one of them now playing in a professional game.
Yeah. You know? That is really cool.
So
that is awesome.
And then I was thinking to myself, I don't think the guys know this. So
no, I didn't know that. That's a great fact.
That is so fucking cool.
It is a great
NHL
fact.
NHL e-bug cool. history. Yeah. I this is kind of dated, so this is from a year ago. So I'm sure
one just happened like two nights ago, which made me think about it because one, it happened in Chicago, which made me think Tony. And then, but this has happened for the Ducks before. This happens every year, you know, with the teams.
Wow.
Yeah, Ducks 2022.
Yep.
But there's one, though, in 2019, Scott Foster was the e-bug. Yep.
For the Hurricanes, right?
Blackhawks.
Oh no, Foster. Yeah. Foster was the last night.
Scott Foster.
Yeah, just the other. He's okay, an accountant.
So,
right?
I guess he did it twice because 2018.
Oh my god, he's done it twice.
he was playing against the Jets. He was playing for the Blackhawks. The opponent was the Jets. Shots face seven saves.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. That is pretty damn cool.
That is.
So they call in the fans, right, to come and finish a game.
Scott Foster is one of the worst NBA refs ever, too. So,
anyway, so
wow, coincidence. I think not.
Yeah, right.
You know what?
So, Brian, I mean, that's cool, but let me one up you real quick.
Okay.
So, you know, back to what Tony said. Back when the Ultimate Warrior was doing a battle of strength test with Dino Bravo.
Yeah,
they were doing push-ups, and so they said, "We'll get anybody from the stands to come and, you know, sit on the back of the Ultimate Warrior, you know, to show this feat of test," right? So they get this guy out of the audience, and I can't remember what they said his name was.
I remember this, Warren. Oh, my God. I totally forgot about this story until you're mentioning it.
So he's like, me? And they're like, yeah. So they bring him down, and he comes down, okay, you know, and big guy, you know, and he gets in the ring, and he sits on the Ultimate Warrior's back. And as soon as the Ultimate Warrior starts to do a push-up, the guy goes, bam, just crashes down on Ultimate Warrior's back, and they proceed to beat him up. And that man became the Earthquake.
Yes,
AKA
Earthquake.
Real name John Tenta. Rest in peace.
Wasn't there a
he kicked the Ultimate Warrior's ass, Brian.
I love it.
Do you not understand that?
I love it.
He
I love
kicked
it.
His ass.
I love it. One, I love it. Anytime a fan can come in and like because we all have that
disrupt
that,
it all. Save games or beat the Ultimate Warrior's ass.
I would love
you're all in.
For an opportunity to you know, like I'm not as good as these professional athletes, right? But like in my mind doesn't know that. You know, my body does, but my mind doesn't know that. And I would love the opportunity to just kind of test your skill.
Yeah.
But then remember that they made a
by
movie
the way, totally unplanted. Just want to
let you know. Right.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Totally unplanned.
Yeah, totally unplanned.
But they didn't plan. Remember,
and it was a total random dude. I remember they picked him out of nowhere. They just found the largest guy, and he was there.
Wasn't there totally a football player for the Eagles, Papali? That you know, they had like open trials for
squad.
The fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a movie made about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
like,
Invincible.
Was it like Invincible?
With Mark Wahlberg,
right?
But that was a true story. That was
And you know, Kurt Warner used to work at Hy-Vee, which is a grocery store.
Hy-Vee
in Iowa.
That's right.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
what is Hy-Vee?
Yeah,
it's a grocery Hy-Vee? Store. It's like Ralph's. It's like it's like, you know, like Vaughn's.
Well, and to circle back with Brian, to your e-bug story, I'm going to give the horn to that guy.
Oh, thank you.
Oh wait, that's the wrong one.
That's awesome.
No, that is awesome, and I mean, obviously, I wasn't kidding about the wrestling part, but the one upping you because you know,
no, but I just thought that was awesome, and I wanted to share it with you.
And we're back. Hey, Brian has a couple of shout outs that he wants to get out of the way before we go on to Oren's big fact of the week. So take it away, Brian.
Yeah, I just wanted to wish very happy birthdays to a couple of very loyal listeners. One, my wife. She's celebrating her birthday this weekend.
Yay, Melda.
Happy birthday, Melda.
And
happy birthday.
Our longtime listener, world traveler, Aunt Debbie. So happy birthday,
Aunt
Debbie.
Yay, Aunt Debbie. Woo-woo. Happy birthday.
Remember, is we Aunt won 100 back? New unique listeners, Aunt Debbie, or you fail.
Yes. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit later. So,
that's right.
Yeah, something's just happened. Something weird has happened, and we'll talk about that in a second. But, congratulations. Happy birthday to both of you. Thank you for being supportive and being, letting Brian do his thing and just always being there for us. So
yes. Appreciate and Brian, you they're both 25 again, right?
Yeah, or younger.
No, or younger. Whoa. You sound like me.
Whoa. All right. And without further ado, let's get right to the Bugaboo Fact of the Week.
All right, guys, what's up? How's it going? Here we go. Get right to it. You know, no time for dilly-dally, no time to waste, as I waste time by rambling on here. Hey, guys, we'll get to a fact, you know, maybe. But first, what is five toes but isn't your foot?
It's five toes but isn't your foot?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
My foot.
I was really thinking hard about that one.
I was thinking of a tow truck. I was thinking all kinds
of things. Exactly. I was going with like five tow trucks.
I was doing math in my head for some reason.
Oh, man. Hey, all right, guys. So, did you hear about the cheese explosion in France?
No.
Debris was everywhere.
I love Brie. Brie's like my favorite cheese, I think. One of my favorite cheeses.
Really?
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah, it really is.
All right. Hey, guys, if someone from Holland married someone from... married a Filipino, would their kids be called jalapenos? I don't know. All right, here's something that may blow your mind, guys. No offense to anybody out there, but why did the Mexican take his meds?
I'm scared to ask why.
Why did he take?
Yeah.
Why?
For Hispanic attacks.
That's actually a true story. That's actually a true story. That's what happened to me. So, or it's just taking a chapter out of my life right there.
Tony, I'm glad you're loving this.
I know, right?
I love it. All right.
Oh, man. All right. All right. Just a couple more. Put it out of the misery, guys. You know, what do you call a party with 100 dwarves?
Oh no, I'm scared to ask about this too.
But these are edgy. These are really edgy, aren't they? Okay, go ahead. What is it?
A little get together.
I saw Wade. I think Wade did a little hate on. So bad.
Even if I would feel like terrible if I actually laughed at these things. That's the problem. Like I'm like,
ooh. Oh my God.
All right. Yeah, just, you know, end it all off. You know, the other day, I was a little surprised. A man tried to sell me a coffin. You know, he tried to sell me a coffin the other day.
Okay.
I said, that's the last thing I need. All right. So, anyway.
That's so good. So good.
Thank you, Oren. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey,
no problem. Loved everything. I love him.
All right. Guys, you know, I just got a quick fact here. First of all, I want to say something about Easter, since, you know, today is Easter with the recording, and specifically the Easter Bunny. You know, Easter Bunny should be arrested.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. This is me thinking, because if you think about it, first of all, have you ever seen that thing in public scaring all the kids? It's horrendous. It's just like, you know, this big thing got this goofy look. So, you know, that should be one thing. Second thing is, it steals eggs. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Bunnies don't lay eggs. Rabbits, the Easter Bunny is a thief. You know,
I mean, I get it.
Where is he getting all these eggs from, and why does he hide eggs to begin with? Again, to get the people, to the kids, to scare them. So anyway, that's why these bunnies should be arrested.
Gotta hide the evidence.
But anyway, getting on to the fact of this week, you know, guys, the only difference between surfing and snowboarding is the temperature of the water.
That is true.
Wow. That's a nice way of framing that. I like that.
Yes. I do too. Sweet.
Science. It's like science built into that one. I like that.
Woo, I love it.
Exactly. See,
you come to the show to learn, right? This is the knowledge.
Totally.
This is the knowledge of nothing. But let me leave you with something. Yeah. So there you go. Those are some bad jokes and a fact. And do we have a poll question this week?
No, I forgot to put one up. Right. I know.
Oh my God, we even discussed this on Friday.
I know. We did.
Poll question: did Tony fail?
Yeah, that's going to be this week's. That's going to be this week's. Yes, I have failed.
Does Tony fail more than he accomplishes? Yeah,
yes, that is a true statement. I don't think there's any debate, but we'll put it up to you folks to vote on.
Oh wow!
So, although your greatest accomplishment, Sarah, farts and all.
Yes. Yeah. I'm a lucky man.
I think that's it.
All right.
Is that it? That's
it. All right.
That's all I got. Happy Easter, everyone, at the table recording. So happy, 3 days after Easter.
Yes.
Happy Easter, right? Yeah. Didn't the stuff pop off on the third day? So yeah. Happy Easter, post Easter, I think is what we'll call it. All right, so Wayne, what is this little note that you got in Notion?
So I put a quick note, very vague, and to the guys. It all says 25%, and my name's next to it. The reason why I put 25%, because actually with today's recording and actually going more or less technically to tomorrow, which will be April 1st, we are 25% through the year, guys. 25% the year.
Wow, really? Okay.
Which leads me to question, how is your New Year's resolution going?
Oh, Jesus. Are we going to come up here? I think we've already established where I'm at with a couple of things.
Well, the reason why I bring this up, because I know Brian's been reading, you know, and he's playing more hockey, and he's working on the whole pond thing for next year. And then also there's a thing. He's also the next holiday spectacular. He's going to work with Owen on the duet or something like that.
Right.
So I think you're on track. It seems like you're doing well.
Yeah. Let me tell you how many books I've gotten so far. Cause my goal is 50. So I am at currently. I am at 31.
All right. 31 books. You're ahead of schedule.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Flying through this. I might up the goal later.
And Orin, I think you said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But that being said, you also said you're going to make me laugh more than 5 times. I think you're crushing it based on our definition from a couple weeks ago. So, yes, you are.
Yeah. The second half of that is, I still work where I work. So, that really hasn't.
Well, you said put yourself in a better position. So that still can be accomplished.
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying so far. Yeah,
and Tony, I'm saving for your last intentionally here. So I'm going to go. Mine was good to visit doctor, which actually is hopefully near future. And then travel more. We might have some travel plans for around May-ish, but that's something we'll figure out this week. So more to follow. But Tony, I know there was the health thing for you, but which I know that's a work in progress. I'm going to leave it at that. I'll let you discuss that if you want.
But. No, I can go. I can tell you I'm down about, I want to say about 5 pounds.
Hey,
I mean, it's not where I want to be, but
it's something,
you know, slow progress. Yeah.
It's progress.
And I think it's giving the horns for that. That's hard.
No, I get it. I get it.
Plus,
I get it.
With his advanced age, that's tough.
So if he has the advanced age and I'm older than him.
It is what it is.
But
it is what it is. I'd much rather be where like a quarter to the way, but I'm not.
Well, thing is, you're making progress and it's not going the other direction.
Yes,
that's true. Right? That's true. Yeah, progress is progress.
Yeah. And remember, weight is also subjective too when it comes to, because if you're working out, there's also the muscle mass component.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you working out?
That's what my that's what my dietitian has been telling me as well. So,
But more importantly, I'm going to share with listeners a group what Tony sent in the group text the other day, something that he was watching. Okay, Jesus. which made me question that is this really Tony?
I don't know what this is. I probably missed this.
and because it's part two of his New Year's resolution was no more turtle shift talk. And what did you send to the guys?
Well, it wasn't talk.
I didn't talk about it. About it now.
We have a conversation about it in text, and you shared that specifically what to us.
Yes, I did. I did. Okay, so I have to have a caveat with that, okay? Listen, we all know that I've been kind of trying to keep alcohol out of my life, right? So this Friday, I had a drink because I was like, I'm going to have a drink because, you know, why not? And it was my 3-day weekend and we're out and about right now. We're traveling. So I was like, I'm just going to kick it off and I'm going to have this very strong beer from one of my favorite breweries. It was, I think, 16%. So ooh. I was feeling a little buzzed. Yeah. And I decided, why not? So I started watching Turtle Shift. The Eras thing on Disney Plus, the concert. And quite frankly, I just wanted to see what the fuss was all about. Okay. I've said before in the past that I'm just curious and I really just want to understand and get it. So Sarah even brought this up. She's like, people just sometimes don't get you, Tony, because they don't understand that you're just naturally very curious about things. And I'm like, yes, that's exactly why I'm going to watch the Turtle Shift Eras thing. Because I just want to see what happens. I want to see what the fuss is all about. And I got about 3 songs into it. And I'm like, I've already figured it out. She is actually a plant from the CIA that is out there to program every single woman and every single, like, I have never seen so many white women crying in my entire life than watching that whole thing. She is a plant by the CIA to just disrupt and there's some of the songs on there. There was a song on here that I had never heard before. What did I put it on? It was If I Be a Man or something like that. And it was all about like just hating on dudes. And I'm like, what? And I don't know. It just, yeah, she's a plant. She's part of the Illuminati. And that's all I have to say. Yes, go ahead.
Just got one quick thing to say. Views by Tony informs, just want to let you know, are the thoughts expressions about belong solely to him, not necessarily the rest of the con men.
Thank you for that. But anyway, I wanted to see what the fuss was all about. Now I understand it. I understand. I see the bigger picture. I see where she fits into the whole scheme. Is what I should say.
All right.
So again, all right. Sorry about that. But again, I just watched it out of curiosity, and yes, it is. It was weird watching it. I listened to it. The music's okay, but I don't know.
Is she would you say she's a good entertainer?
I've seen better.
Okay.
I've seen better. I mean, she's good, but
just bland.
Yeah, exactly. There you go, Orin. She's bland. And I think because she's such a blank canvas, Tony, that people can impart whatever their feelings are on her. And it's just,
Tony, right on her. Reach down deep to the inner little girl inside you. Did she come out screaming? Like, why does this appeal to so many?
Brian, you're talking to the guy who has hates for all the young ladies that act out there. You know?
Right? That's so true.
Come on. I don't have hates. What are you talking about? So there, in doing some of my research, I found this tweet, and I think I've mentioned it in the past, and I'm going to bring it up one more time. This tweet sums up everything about why she is so popular. And so this guy, his name is Lunkhead, on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. A great place to get your source of information, by the way.
From Lunkhead. He said he asked his wife, a self-described moderate Taylor Swift fan, why she thinks Swift is so popular. Her response? She's a 32-year-old woman who acts like a 16-year-old girl in a world full of 32-year-old women who act like 16-year-old girls. It's hard to argue with that. So there is... That is why she is so popular. It's because again, it's a blank canvas. Everybody sees these lyrics and they put their own kind of spin on it and make it more personal to them. So God, you there's know something beautiful about that. Go ahead.
It reminds me of the character of, what was it? What's that vampire show, book series of key movies?
Interview with vampire?
No. The one that was really popular with the younger generation that was maybe 10 years ago.
True Blood?
Twilight.
Yes, Twilight. Because I think the same thing, like the female character is kind of that blank canvas that people, that they could kind of insert themselves into, right?
Yeah. And I just look at her as this blank canvas that people can put and project whatever they want onto her. And it makes it very personal. But anyway, that's it. Enough of my little. So back to your question. I am failing on both accounts when it comes to my New Year's resolutions. So there you go.
I would say not the weight loss. You're working on it. You're doing well. Yeah. You're trending in the right direction. Yeah. So well done.
Yeah. We'll see. All right.
And I say go with Olivia Rodrigo.
All right. Brian, you have something that you want to bring up because you've noticed something in our downloads and you kind of wanted to talk about it. So.
You rephrased the your challenge last week.
Yep.
Where it was more favorable to you, even though you had already clearly lost. And to be honest with you, I was on the sides of the fans. Right? I made it well known.
Yeah.
I was against this. And I thought, man, our fans did what you asked.
Yeah.
They upheld your requirements and now you are like, no, I did not think you were gonna win this. So I gotta rephrase it a little bit now so that it works more favorably towards me. So I was against that. Being the Robin Hood of the group here.
Yeah. You know? Okay.
But now since you've upped the ante.
Yeah.
Our fans have come through again.
Totally. And far exceeded the 10% we were looking for.
So now I'm thinking this is a personal vendetta against you. And now I won't stand for that. This is like Tony was right. Tony was right to change the rules in the middle of the game to better favor him. So I don't think you should succumb to this challenge any longer because clearly our fans are out to get you. They want to see you torture yourself with peep beyond insanity taco. And but, Tony, I'm like, I'm in your corner. I won't stand for this. This is bullying. This is uncalled for. If you all had the power beforehand to up our listenership, why didn't you do this before? Why does Tony have to physically threaten himself with harm for you to act? And as Tony's friend and co-host of this show, I just think that that's very mean of all you guys to do this to this poor man who pours his heart and soul every week into this show.
I travel. Look at this. I'm traveling.
Growth in our subscriptions, in our listenership,
unique listeners,
and then all of a sudden.
Out of nowhere.
He's like, I will drink this poison to get just a wrinkle, a bump in our unique listenership.
Peeps. How much I have said that I hate Peeps. They're the most disgusting thing ever. And now I'm going to combine these two horrendous acts into a sudden stunt.
This number is met. And not just like it came in at the wire. Like this was met quickly.
I know.
Right.
It was like on that Wednesday, all of a sudden we got all of these unique listeners.
It was fucking insane.
It was fucking insane.
I am on your side here, man. This is just uncalled for and shame.
But shame on all of you.
Shame on all of you.
Back to what you said last week.
What Tony had asked. Oh my gosh.
So I'm just gonna say they have spoken. people they are listening. Spoken. That's all I asked. And that's therefore.
Well, they have spoken twice. That's
and that's it.
And it's, well, they, let's Tony, keep it going think, this next week.
I think you should do it a and, third time.
No, what I'm going to do. No, this is what I'm going to. I'm not going to change it. What I'm going to say, though, is if we like compound and get more unique listeners, I will not only have one Peep Taco with that, I will have two. Ooh. With Da Bomb and Peeps.
Oh,
so
no.
If we keep this momentum going, hold on, folks. Hold
on. Am I to understand? Listen, you're already going to do the one.
I'm going to do one, yes.
Because yeah, for sure.
I feel that because of what you said and the fact that I changed the rules,
you hear that?
I am going to do what I need
he's
to do.
Gonna, he's going to submit. Go ahead, Orin. He's going to do it.
Go ahead, Orin.
No, I was just going to say, and you know what? Since sometimes I feel left out and I think the whole thing is ridiculous.
Yeah,
Tony, if you can hold off until I get out there.
What?
I will do it with you.
Hold on. This needs to be a poll question. This needs to be a poll question. Do you want to see Tony? Hold on. Let's get the listeners what they want, right? Do you want to see a dual Tony and Orin Peep action taco show? Or do you just want Tony to do it solo?
Okay.
Oh, man.
That should be a poll question.
Oh, my God. Because Orin, you have no idea. I've seen Orin eat hot stuff, and quite frankly, the poor guy, I know what his stomach and I know what his body goes through whenever he has something hot, and it's not pretty, folks.
Orin,
so
Orin,
if he's actually
let me just
going
tell
to say
you.
This.
I don't want you to binkle, man. I don't want you to binkle, man.
Oh, you'll binkle. You'll binkle out of both ends. Oh, Orin.
We should actually call that the Barnes & Noble. That's when that's when nothing comes out. That's the actually opposite of that.
That's so true. I was so bad. I was praying for something to happen.
So the Beagles, when it all comes out, the B&N is when nothing comes out.
Orin, this is the hottest stuff I've ever had. And I know I might be sounding like a wuss to some people who are the chili heads out there. It's the hottest thing, and it will not stop. But
yeah, no, we'll see. That's why the swerve is I'll bring my own. Taco Bell mild sauce.
Okay.
And I'm I will down. Put it. I just said I would do it with him. I didn't say I'd do the bomb.
Okay.
Oh, right. The bomb beyond.
I gotcha. I gotcha.
All right.
No. I, you know.
All right. So I will put that up for the post this week. But again, if we get more listeners, since you all have been so supportive and done what I've asked, when it came to the downloads, when it came to the unique listeners, if we get more listeners this week, I will do two of those. And Orin said he'll join me. So,
yes,
please, just think that through.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, so we got that out of the way. Yesterday, Brian, you went to WonderCon as a representative of the Knowledge of Nothing podcast.
Oh, gosh.
What happened?
I did How not know was I was it? Representing the show.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about your adventure yesterday. I mean, was it you didn't want to go? And and are you still feeling that way? Like, did you regret going or what?
I don't regret going. I know the family likes going, and that's fun for me. But I made a rookie mistake.
Oh.
And what? I went without carrying a bag. I went with, like, I wanted hands free, right? I wanted.
Yeah.
And that's a no-go, everybody. Whoever is planning to go to one of these conventions, it doesn't have to be a Comic-Con, bring something. Bring something to hold. Because I'm the only guy in our group not holding a thing. So when somebody needs to use the restroom or take a photo or something, look who they ask, right? They ask the guy who's not holding anything. And I'm like, oh my God, there was a flaw in my devious plan. All day long, I was the guy taking photos, holding things, holding purses, holding bags, holding, you know, whatever, and just like, you know, saving seats, getting the food, you know, like, because I'm hands free. I thought I was smart and I was the dumbest person there. So anyway, learn that.
But how was it? Yeah, but how was it? I mean, did you get to see any panels? Was the floor, I mean, was it overwhelming, underwhelming? Are you just kind of done with all of it?
One, I'm done with all of it, but I did go to a panel yesterday. My family is a big fan of the TV show called Ghost. I think it's on CBS.
Oh, yeah.
So we saw a sneak preview of an upcoming show, which was really cool. It's a cute show. It's a lot of fun. Family really likes it. So that was fun. That was the only panel we saw. We only went for the one day. And we spent most of our time exploring the expo floor, which is this same old stuff. A lot of people just kind of bumping into you, kind of getting all up in your space, breathing on you. You know, and you know that. How much I love all that.
But at least it wasn't WonderCon at home.
Yeah, it's true. So with it raining though yesterday, usually everybody is outside because WonderCon's known for a lot of cosplayers. And these cosplayers go and do these huge, big group shots, and they have these professional photographers there. And usually outside is just hustling and bustling with all kinds of very cool cosplayers, you know, doing stuff for their channels, their YouTube, their social medias, you know, taking all these kind of unique photos. And because of the rain, everybody was brought inside. And it was just, it was packed. It was really, really packed. Saw some really cool costumes.
It was madness.
These people should be hired by Hollywood. They do so good. Some of these costumes look so much better than what we see on TV and in the movies. But for the most part, it was fun day with the family. I'm still kind of over the whole comic book thing. And got a lot of steps in. And if you're going to go, make sure you're carrying something just so, you know, you can avoid all that.
Wow. It sounds like fun. So are you going to do it again? Okay. All right.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah,
man. Thank
I'll
you. Thank
do
you.
Do it again. Right. Cause next year I've forgotten all this and then I'm going to do it again. So,
okay. All right. So I wanted to talk a little bit about something that kind of happened this past weekend. All right. You know, we all know that I've got the tinfoil hat, right? I mean, we've all, Brian actually brought this out in me. He wanted to know, I think right after the incident happened.
Yeah.
Tony, do you have any conspiracies on what this is? And we're going to talk about something that happened this past week. It was called the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. We are all familiar with what happened there.
Let's just give a little shout out to anybody who may have been injured or lost their lives in that. So sorry about that.
It is a tragedy. You're right. You're right. It is a tragedy. And you know what? This is why our government is so corrupt and evil. I'm going to tell you right now who these people are and what they did. So this is all how it all went down. It went down like this.
Hey, why are you still listening? The show is over and like the guys said, we have been listening. Still, you should follow their social media or email them at info@theknowledgeofnothing.com to tell them how they need to stop using AI because they're making us dumber. But tune into them next week into their next journey into the knowledge of nothing, important. Happy April Fools, everyone!